Recognize that sound? Next week, collectors with Star Wars obsessions and deep pockets get a chance to bid on an original R2-D2 offered up by a California auction house. But droid lovers won't have to be in California for a chance at that prized possession. Instead, they can raise virtual paddles thanks to a Boston-based e-commerce website. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how this Boston firm has helped bring traditional auction houses into the 21st century.
60 with me, now 70. 70, are you there?
80.
Josh has 80. Do I hear 90? 80, but 90, 80, but 90.
Eldred's on the Cape is New England's oldest auction house. The inside of its big barn smells like the past. A few dozen people with numbered paddles and catalogs on their laps are competing for hand-carved duck decoys. The crowd skews older, so President Joshua Eldred says his third-generation auction house has to attract younger customers.
They don't buy things in traditional stores anymore. They go to Amazon, they go to eBay, they go to crateandbarrel.com. They're buying online as it is. Frankly, if we don't move with the times, we won't make it to a fourth generation.
That's why Eldred signed on with the Boston-based e-commerce company Invaluable. It's a global platform or marketplace that adds online to the mix of in-person and phone bidding. For this lot, Eldred monitors bids with a laptop.
Sold $300 to bidder, 363.
So the internet just bought that one.
Eldred says 40% of its bidders are online for any given auction. Collectors from around the world can access the house's unique, sometimes obscure items, including maritime art, antique watches, scrimshaw, and other collectibles. Eldred says signing on with Invaluable has been a game changer.
It's made finding objects much, much easier. Someone in San Francisco or London or Hong Kong can not only find the objects worth selling, but they can actually bid on them, you know, for the comfort of their home.
And to begin, $254, please. $250, are you bidding?
But evolving what's often seen as a stodgy business hasn't been easy. Invaluable CEO Rob Weisberg says some bricks-and-mortar auction houses have resisted. But Eldred's was an early adopter. Now the e-commerce marketplace partners with 5,000 accredited auction houses in 50 countries to sell hundreds of thousands of collectibles, including movie memorabilia like R2-D2, fine paintings by old masters or contemporary artists, rare coins, and antiques. Weisberg says a lot of people aren't aware that there are other auction houses besides the big ones, like Sotheby's and Christie's.
The media has a tendency to focus on the absolute pinnacle of the art and auction world. You hear about the $110 million paintings. In actuality, 95% of the pieces sold at auction are sold below $5,000.
Invaluable's offices are in Alston, down in a basement room. Four of the company's 132 employees are tracking global bidding transactions. Art meets e-commerce on two wall screens that are streaming live from Sotheby's auctions in Hong Kong and London. On the block, expensive bottles of rare whiskey and an ancient marble sculpture.
You'll see it kind of switch between floor bidder, absentee bidder, phone bidder, and online bidder. 14,000.
Weisberg led marketing for Zipcar and Domino's Pizza before joining Invaluable in 2012 and has been taking cues from the rise of e-commerce giants like Amazon and eBay.
They're doing a huge service for the small auction house and the regional auction house.
That's Bill Ruprecht, former CEO of Sotheby's. He's on Invaluable's advisory board.
They're bringing a very sophisticated global buyer base to a small room. And in that sense, they make their business transformed economically. A small auction house cannot send catalogs to millions of people.
Back at Eldred's, collectors peruse nautical paintings, ornate silver, and this 19th century music box. Keith Dumas drove here from Yarmouth to check out some antique guns, artworks, and carvings. He bids in person and online, but depending on the object, he says, it can be important to see some things before buying.
I've browsed the whole catalog of this auction online. And then when I got here, saw the size of the painting. So you can think it looks good on a two-dimensional picture, but when you actually physically see it and hold it and touch it, it just doesn't have the same effect.
Online bidder against you, Michelle, at 20,000. 22.
While Invaluable is using technology to bring the age-old auction model forward, Rob Weisberg believes some things will never change.
It is truly a free market, and it's one of the purest forms of commerce in that the value of a piece at any given time is what somebody is willing to pay for it at that moment.
Business is booming. In 2016, Invaluable signed 575 new auction houses and 400 art galleries. Weisberg says sales have reached $300 million. His goal is to surpass $1 billion before taking the startup public in 3 years. Even so, the CEO says he'll have to pass on the R2-D2 being auctioned through Invaluable next week.
My kids want me to buy that for them. I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. It's going to go for over $1 million.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.